Edius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 3:11, and since the previous Mishnah had Rabban Gamliel saying three Chumras, here we have three Kulas of his, also having to do with Yom Tov. It says, Af hu amar shlosha dvarim lahakel. Rabban Gamliel also said three rulings that were lenient relative to the rabbis. Again, halacha will not be like him. The first is Mechabdin ben Hamitos. On Yom Tov specifically, one may sweep between the couches on which they ate. Says Rabban Gamliel, the idea here is that one is forbidden from sweeping the floor if you have a dirt floor, because you could essentially be smoothing out the holes, and that's called meshave gumos, equaling out like the divots in the ground, and that is actually a malacha doraisa of bone. Bone means improving the structure of something attached to the ground, which includes the floors of the structure, and there's no minimum shear, so that would be a doraisa. Of course, if you're not in a miskaven, if you're not intending to do it, it's not a doraisa, but anyways, it's asur kontra b'yuda, and 1 minute will sweep the floors. But he says, listen, it's a small, very small place where it's sort of frequently swept. You would know if a hole had appeared there or not, and it's unlikely that there's going to be a hole there now, so you're allowed to sweep it, at least on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, even he agrees you can't, because the penalty of doing malach on Shabbos is more severe than on Yom Tov. It's on Malchus. It's already Karas. So, therefore, he was lenient only on Yom Tov. Halach like the Chum, you can't sweep even on Yom Tov. Second of all, halach lamaisa, nowadays, we paskin, the universal custom is, if you have floors that have, you have flooring on the ground of your home, like tiles and the like, one may sweep the floors because it doesn't get holes. So that's the halacha. Okay, the next is that he says, Umanichin es hamugmar b'yom tov. One may place incense. What happens is you have like a coal. On the coal you put something which would sort of like smoke up, kind of burning, on like different things that smell good. Frankincense, for example, which is like kind of dried tree sap, I'll call it, resin. So that you could put on Yom Tov, because he holds that it's on Yom Tov, you're allowed to things that are for ochel nefesh, for your like body's direct benefit. And just as you can do things like eating and drinking, you can also get things that smell good for direct personal benefit. Even though it's ha'avara, it's causing something to smoke, it's kind of like burning something, kindling something. He says it's permitted because of ochel nefesh. The truth is, it's going to be forbidden because you don't just have ha'avara of causing it to like burn and smoke, but also mechabeh, you're sort of extinguishing the burning coal beneath as well when you put the mugmar, the incense, on top of it. In any case, the Chacham say, listen, there is such a leniency on Yom Tov of doing tzarche ochel nefesh, but it has to be things that are shavel ochel nefesh, that your typical person does partake of this kind of benefit. When it comes to incense burning, not everyone partakes of it, only like the rich and fancy people, like Rabban Gamliel. But since it's not shavel ochel nefesh, most people don't light burn incense in their home after they eat. It's not something which you are allowed to do on Yom Tov, says the Chacham and says the Halacha. This echoes machlokas in the modern age about smoking on Yom Tov. Cigarettes, I mean. Okay, now the third thing is Va'osin Gedi Mukulas Baleli Pesachim. Rabbi Gamliel again lived right after the Chorban. During the temple period on Seder night, they'd have a special way of cooking their Korban Pesach. It was essentially roasted on a spit. The Pesach requires that you include the entire animal, including its legs and its entrails, like the intestines. You have to cut the legs off so it'll work and not be burned on the spit. You have to essentially remove the intestines to clean them, because the intestines have like waste matter inside of them, and you have to clean that out. You're not going to cook that in your food, God forbid. So therefore, basically, the legs and the intestines were put kind of on the spit by the head, above, if you will, of the animal that's roasting. And it looks, Chazal saw it as being kind of comparable to like a soldier with his weaponry or his helmet, because it's all together there. And so the thought is that it was referred to Mukulas. Mukulas means like it's ready for war or has a helmet on. The bottom line is that they had a tradition. That's how they would roast their meat on Leila Seder. And the thought is, even though it's not a Korban Pesach anymore, but everyone looks forward to their roast meat in that special way. And Rabban Gamliel was lenient and said, you can do that even now that there's no Korban Pesach anymore. It's not a Korban, just meat, but it's cooked in the old-fashioned way like we all used to love. The Chacham forbade that. The Chacham say, listen, people will see this meat being cooked. It looks like Korban Pesach. People will think people are actually making Korban Pesach, eating them, sanctifying them, and eating them outside of the Yerushalayim. No Korban, you can't, without the Beis HaMikdash being standing. You can't do that. And the rabbis were afraid people would misunderstand that, and therefore they said you may not roast a gedi mukulas, your sheep or goat, in the way that you do a korban pesach on Leil Seder, period. The Shulchan Aruch does say if it's broken up into pieces, like a regular animal, like, you know, shishlik, you know, roasted on skewer or something, that would be permitted. But the Gemara actually says that it's only permitted in a place where the minig is to eat dry roast, like roasted meat on Pesach. Mishnah Berurah says that in all of the Ashkenazi territories, the minig is to not have any roasted meat at all at Leil HaSeder, which is our minig, B'nai Ashkenaz, and therefore we don't have roasted meat at all, nothing roasted on Leil HaSeder, so people shouldn't even think this is anything getting close to a korban and get confused.